I'm Mike Plummer. I'm a coordinator for the Illinois Council on Best Management Practices, and we'd like to welcome you here. This is an important day for us. I think we're going to kick this thing off right away. Gary Hudson is our president of the Illinois Council on Best Management Practices. Gary, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, Mike.
Good morning, everyone. As Mike said, I'm Gary Hudson. I'm the liaison between the Illinois Corn Growers Association and the Council on Best Management Practices. This council is a coalition of farm organizations and agribusinesses that are coming together to strive for protecting the water quality in Illinois. We develop effective, environmentally sound, and economical BMPs, best management practices, for production agriculture. We also try to make sure that these best management practices are adopted by education, information transfer, research, demonstration, and incentive programs. Some of the other organizations that are represented on the council are the Illinois Soybean Association, Illinois Farm Bureau, Illinois Fertilizer and Chemical Association, Syngenta Crop Protection, and the Illinois Pork Association. As many of us have learned in our early agricultural classes, a plant that is in the wrong location is considered a weed. We can use the same concept when we consider nutrients that are found in the wrong place. They might be considered a pollutant. So we're here to discuss a program that we've developed with the assistance of the Illinois EPA to increase the effectiveness of nutrients provided by fertilizers while economically reducing their migration to other locations. We've named this program KICK by 2025. And I'd like to introduce Lisa Bennett, the interim director of Illinois EPA, for a few comments on the program.
Good morning. On behalf of Governor Quinn and the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency, we are honored to be invited today to launch the KICK by 2025 program. This program is really showcases what can happen when all parties who have a common goal come together to look for solutions and to address our problems. As coming from a family farm in Western Illinois, I certainly understand the balance the farmers face in increasing crop production that meets our need for food, ethanol fuel type of, and as well as maybe future biochemicals that are down the road. And we have to balance that, and I understand that you balance that with doing environmental protection of the land that you care for. And I think one of the things that we have to keep in mind is this land is important to your livelihood, to your business, and that you truly have environmental stewardship at heart and will. And the KICK by 2025 program is really going to form the foundation of really moving forward and putting together those best management practices and information that is going to be key to providing farmers with the tools and assistance that they need in reducing nutrients in our waterways. As all as you know, through our stakeholder meetings, of which many of you participated and we're thankful of that, you know, we are becoming to understand that nutrients are having a negative environmental impact on our water quality. And so I thank you really for allowing us to partner with you in this exciting initiative that really is going to be the foundation of the work that our agency does to go forward with providing really a statewide, all-sector, best management plan and nutrient management plan. So on behalf again of Governor Quinn, thank you. And we look forward to working with you and continuing our partnership to provide for a healthy and safe environment for all of us. Thank you.
I'd like to introduce Dale Hayden, representing the Illinois Farm Bureau.
Thank you. As a member and on the State Board of the Illinois Farm Bureau, I'd like to welcome you this morning. We are very honored to support keeping it in the crop by 2025. A lot of work has gone into this effort, developing KICK. The program contains many key elements that Illinois Farm Bureau has supported for many years. KICK has a strong education and research program components. They will help unify educational efforts at the agriculture community and provide answers through research efforts on real farms. Farmers are stewards of the land, and they know that research-based information can be used best in best management practice and can help reduce or increase farm income while reducing nutrient loss. Keeping in the crop will also support the idea that not all watersheds are the same. Each soil is different, field slopes are different, other variables that make each watershed fed farms unique. Practices that may be good in one part of the state are not always realistic in other parts of the state. The KIC program will help identify the variances among farms and watersheds to determine the effectiveness of these specific practices. This will help us avoid one-size-fits-all approach. KIC focuses on voluntary mismanagement practices, which will be critical to successful watershed programs in all of the state. In addition to the physical variances among watersheds and farm fields, farmers also have to contend with many ever-changing weather patterns as we've witnessed this year that can play havoc with even the best management practice that we attempt. The KIC program will help recognize those challenges and help agriculture continue to move forward in a positive direction with nutrient strategy. On behalf of the Illinois Farm Bureau, we are pleased to be here today and voice our support for KIC, and we look forward to help move this education and research-based program forward. I'd like to introduce Gene Payne, President of the Illinois Fertilizer Association, to follow me.
Thank you. I think what you see here today are people who have gathered together with a common goal and found common ground, which is so important today. It is protect the farmer's fertilizer investment and protect everyone's water. And what KIC really is based on the 4R system of nutrient stewardship: the right rate, the right source, the right place, and the right time. And that is going to be interwoven through this whole program. We are also working as an industry to pass legislation that's going to allow the agricultural industry to fully fund this program, not just in these watersheds, but statewide. But in the meantime, as we work toward that goal, we have some people who have really stepped forward to make us able to launch this program today, and I'd like to recognize them. The people who have provided some of the financial commitments necessary are the Illinois Corn Marketing Board, the Illinois Soybean Association, and several Illinois Fertilizer and Chemical Association members who are our manufacturer representatives, and that includes Agrium, CF Industries, the Mosaic Company, Potash Corporation, and Mosaic. I feel very confident also that there are many people standing here today that are going to be our partners in the future. This is just helping to get us started. I also want to thank all the people who collaborated on this program. It takes a lot to get an entire industry and our government agencies and our universities together on a common goal. We started last September working on this. It's been almost a year, but we're all on the same page, and I can't stress enough that that is what it is going to take, with a lot of hard work by everyone involved to get this done. And I'd like to make sure everyone that recognizes too that the people that will get this done are the farmers of Illinois. Their supporting organizations, the ag retailers who are going to work side by side with the farmers to help educate them, present innovative strategies and new technologies to keep our nutrients for the crop. Thank you very much. We'll be glad to answer questions after this is over. And KIC is starting today, and you're going to be seeing and hearing a lot about this program in the future.
As Gene said, we're very thankful for you folks coming out and listening to what we had to say. There's going to be more coming down the pipe. We sure would like you to keep tuned in and help us keep it on the land. Thank you.